Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
We are farmers. We are all day long doers. Agriculture isn't just our industry. It's our way of life. We invest in equipment that's long-lasting, economical, and environmentally conscious because that's what it takes to do the job right. We're all about greater horsepower and cleaner emissions. New implements, more attachments, better technology and dependable engineering. For all your ag equipment needs, we are Kubota.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joining us now from Loeffler Commodities this morning. And Tom, let's visit a little bit about livestock futures. And looks like cattle futures ended mostly on the lower side yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. As yesterday was another negative session of trading for the cattle complex. New contract lows were made in the live cattle and the feeder cattle yesterday, and they all closed with large triple-digit losses. Actually, new lows for the session were made after the 1 p.m. settlement took place. Now, there was some cash cattle trade in the north at lower money than last week, and there was also 12 deliveries made against the December live cattle contract yesterday afternoon. The choice box beef was $1.27 higher yesterday, and selects were up 37 cents on a total movement of 138 loads. Cattle kill estimated at 114,000 head. Cash feeder index was down $1.96, and the lean hogs yesterday traded mixed but closed positive. December live cattle yesterday were 62 cents higher, while the Jan feeders were down $2.60. Feb lean hogs were 85 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment. It's the McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, December 12th at noon. The sale includes 500 bred heifers, 400 bred cows and pairs, 75 open heifers, and 45 bulls. These are some of the best bred heifers McAllister Stockyards has ever offered. For more information, check out the consignments online at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. New buyers must register before sale day. That's www.mcallisterstockyards.com or 918-423-2834. All right, Tom, let's talk a little bit about grain futures now. And for the most part, it looks like wheat, soybean, significantly lower yesterday.
Right, and we saw really a quiet trading session yesterday, too. We did not really have a lot of news. The trading volume was not all that impressive yesterday, as we saw mainly the wheat and the soybeans and the soy meal closed negative, but the corn and the bean oil manage a positive close. Now, this morning at 11 o'clock is the monthly USDA supply and demand report that is not expected to hold any market-moving surprises. And so far overnight, the grain trade has been mostly on a positive note, and we are currently trading 3¾ higher in March KC wheat. March corn's up 2 cents. January beans are up 3½. March cotton is up 8 points. January crude oil 30 cents higher. December dollar index down 48 cents. And December Dow Jones futures 11 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you if they'd like?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We certainly appreciate your time here today. Now, we're going to check in with you again tomorrow. We'll look forward to that, as we always do. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.